So we'll say, so again, so just to share with you a short idea from the parsha. Parsha's Truma, ultimately, again, this is the beginning of the Asali Mikdash Shachanti B'Socham. A beautiful, beautiful yisod, a beautiful discussion about the construction and fabrication of the Mishkan. So, of course, in this we discuss the actual structure of the Mishkan, but more specifically, what Parsha's Truma discusses is the creation of the Kelim, the creation of the various utensils. Now, interestingly enough, one of the most amazing parts of the Kelim of the Mishkan is the Aron. Torah goes into great detail with the Aron, the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron that housed the Luchos HaBris, Aron that housed the tablets, both the whole tablets as well as the broken tablets. And of course, what's most unique about the Aron is that perched on top of the Aron were the Kruvim. Pasuk says, Va'asisa Shnei Kruvim Zav. You will make two Kruvim. Now, we'll say that why the Kruvim were very unique was because the Kruvim were human images. Now, what's amazing about that is the second of the Aseres HaDibros, right, is not to make any type of graven images. Yet, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, not just in the Beit Aron, the Mishkan, but not just in the Mishkan, but in the Kodesh HaKadosh, in the holiest of places, we go ahead and we make graven images, and we put them on top of the Aron. Incredible idea. Now, of course, it's not a kasha, because Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to do so. So if he commanded us to do so, we do it. But there's an interesting halacha. The halacha is that by all of the other utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, let's say if you don't have gold, then you could ultimately go ahead and make them out of silver. So for example, if you have to, let's say the shulchan goes missing. Someone steals the shulchan goes missing from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Mishkan. And you have to recreate the shulchan, or you have to recreate the menorah. So what's the halacha? Let's say you don't have gold. What's the halacha? You make it out of silver. But so we know this because we know this historically. This happened. This happened by Hanukkah, right? This happened when everybody focuses on the fact that there was no oil. There also wasn't something else than Beis HaMikdash, and that was there was no menorah, right? The menorah was solid gold. It was carted off by the Syrian Greeks long before the episode of Hanukkah occurred. So they come back. There's no menorah. So what do? So the Gemara Maseches Melachos brings down the first year they made it out of wood, then they made it out of tin, then out of copper, then out of brass, then out of silver, then only years later out of gold. So the halacha is by every utensil in the Beis HaMikdash, if you don't have the gold, you can make it out of silver, with one exception. The one exception is the Kruvim. The Kruvim can only be made out of gold. You cannot make them out of any other material. So the Lublin Rav says so beautifully, what's the pshat? Why is it that the Kruvim can only be made out of gold, but they can't be made out of any other material? So Lublin Rav gives a beautiful pshat. He quotes the Gemara of Seches Chagiga. The Gemara says there's a dispute as to what the Kruvim looked like. So the Gemara says that the Kruvim is from Lashon Ravya. Ravya in Aramaic means a child. That the Kruvim ultimately, again, were children. Like one was a little girl, one was a little boy. These were their appearances. And the Lublin Rav says something absolutely amazing. I'm going to quote you. He says, Yesh remez bedavar, ki kishemedubar b'chinuch hadorat sa'ir, chinuch l'tor l'maisim tovim. So we'll say the Kruvim represent our children. Represent our children. And ultimately, again, the children are perched on top of the Torah. Because when it comes to the chinuch, when it comes to the education of our children, he says, Ein yotzim yedechova betashlumen kitanim, betshumos mpuutos, hanesinos tzrichos lios chashuvos. Says Lubin Rav something absolutely amazing. If the Kruvim represent our children, right, represent the chinuch of our children, the Torah chinuch of our children, then we'll say when it comes to the education, when it comes to the spiritual nurturing of our children, we have to give them gold. You can't give them silver. You can't give them bronze. You can't give them copper. You can't give them second best. We have to always try with the chinuch of our children, the education of our children, the spiritual match, the spiritual nurturing of our children, to always give them gold. The Kruvim have to be made from gold. And Rabbi, so you understand that when we speak about the education of our children, it's never just about where we send them to school or what they learn in a classroom. We as parents are the primary educators of our children. And the messages we give our children, and the chinuch we give our children, and the behavioral modeling we put forward for our children, and the role models we are for our children, we can't be silver, and we can't be copper, and we can't be brass. The chinuch we give to our children, the chinuch we give to our kruvim, must be solid gold. Must be of the highest standard. Always modeling the proper midos. Always modeling the proper Torah shkafas. The kruvim always have to be solid gold through and through. But the truth is, we can take the Lublin Rav a little bit further, because you know what I say. There's another opinion also. The other opinion says that the kruvim did not look like children, but rather that the kruvim looked like a man and a woman. And if we take the Lublima Rav a step further, what the Kruvim represent, we'll say the Kruvim are the man and woman perched on top of the Aron, on top of the Luchos. The Kruvim are supposed to represent each of us. So what's the nature of our Avodas Hashem? Borrowing from the Lublima Rav, just applying a little bit differently, the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, aim for pure gold. Aim for pure gold. It was, you know, sometimes in our ruchnius, we settle. In our spirituality, we settle. I know, we know, we all live with inconsistencies, and we all live with flaws, and we all live with faults, and that's just part of the nature of being human. And we all know that we are highly imperfect. But sometimes in life, we resign ourselves to our imperfections, or we resign ourselves to our inconsistencies. And that's not acceptable. Imperfection is acceptable. Inconsistencies are acceptable as long as we don't resign ourselves to this is the way it is forever. If I say to myself, I'm highly imperfect, and I know that I'm here, and I know that I should be here, you know what? I'm not ready to make that jump here. That's okay. It's good to be honest with oneself. But I know that some way, somehow, I have to get here. I know the finish line I have to cross. I know the destination I have to reach. It's going to take me a while because just when I'm holding in life, I'm not yet ready to take that leap of faith. That's what Kirabo say. The Ribbono Shel Olam allows us each to grow at our own pace as long as we recognize where I have to get to. As long as I have to know, La'an ata holech, I know where I have, I know the finish line I have to reach. As long as I know that I have to become gold through and through. Even if I realize that right now, maybe I'm a shtickel tin, a little bit of wood, a little bit of copper, a little bit of brass. If I know that I have to become gold at some point in time, and I know that I'm going to put into the works the process to get there, that's all the Ribbono Shel Olam asks of us. He doesn't ask us to be gold right now. He just asks us to aspire to be gold one day. Those Kruvim ultimately don't just represent the chinuch for our children. I will say the truth is you could tie them together. You know, the only way to create golden children is to be a golden parent. The only way to create golden children is to model proper golden behavior. I can't create Kruvim if I myself don't aspire to be a Kruv as well. Only if I'm gold through and through do I have the ability to inspire future generations to be the same. Halavai, we should be Zocha. Let's say, you know, we don't yet have our third Beis HaMikdash, but the beautiful part about learning these parshios is that it awakens in our neshamas a desire for something greater, for something bigger. It awakens in our neshamas this desire to va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, to see our Bayis Shlishi. It awakens with us in our desire to see that Aron, to see the Luchos, to see the Kruvim. But even if we can't yet see the Kruvim, we have the distinct privilege to be able to make ourselves into Kruvim. May we be Zochem Mirtz Hashem, to even if we're not yet gold yet, to reach for the gold, to aspire to be more, to create concrete plans to be more, to Mirtz Hashem reach the level where we are gold through and through. And in that Zochus, of reaching that level of being golden Kruvim, may be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to inspire our children, to inspire our Mishpachos, and to inspire future generations to do the same.
So, as far as the personal items.